What up? Let's get weird. It's your boy Tommy G back from. Are we doing a hoodie, Bill? I could do the hoodie too. Hold on. Ghost, you want to do the hoodie? Back from the grave. Finally slept this weekend. It was a long weekend with the subscribers. Night Ghost, I think I fell asleep in the voice chat last night. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. We stopped hearing you for a little while and finally got peaceful. So I account it to you finally just crashing.
I'm dying. I keep coughing, so you're going to see me go on mute. We had a long up and down roller coaster weekend all over the place. A lot of chaos, Bill Rupp. Luckily, we ended the weekend on a very high note on Sunday. Had a great football day. But I have no voice. I have no energy. I have no life, but I'm going to bring it as hard as I can, Bill Rupp. I may need you to spark me a little bit.
I'm trying to find plays right now, Tommy, so I don't really have that much time to pick you up, all right?
There we go.
Getting my value in. Lineups are coming in and out for the NBA, and I don't have time to deal with your nonsense.
Well, I'm here. What did you set the Vegas line at me being here when it was 10 o'clock Sunday night and I was still raging, drinking?
I already had sold rackets to just be prepared, be ready to go. And I hadn't heard from you, and then I called you.
My phone starts blowing up at 1:45. Night Ghost call, Bill Rupp call. All of a sudden, I love it. I actually woke up 15 minutes before you called me, Bill, and I finished Wreck-It Ralph. Night Ghost,
great movie.
I gotta say, Evan, have you ever seen Wreck-It Ralph?
I've never seen it. No.
Yeah, that's what I said. And I was making fun of them, right? Like, I was like, Night Ghost is talking about it like it's the greatest movie in cinema history.
Is that not a children's movie?
Favorite movie of all time. I'm like, dude, it's a cartoon movie, Ev.
Is it a children's movie? Is it made for children?
It's a children's movie. It's a cartoon movie. And I'm making fun of them. And it's one of the better movies I've ever seen. I gotta say. It's literally that
video game. Come on. So it's like, it's about all like the young, like 80s video games.
I mean, I hate to say it because Night Ghost is like everything. His taste is just wrong from top to bottom on everything he does all the time, including his movie. I would say 98% of what Night Ghost actually watches is a cartoon, right? Whether it's Rick and Morty or fucking, this adult cartoon show. And so I don't really trust him when he talks about cartoon movies because he's obsessed with them. But I would say it's the single best children's movie or cartoon movie I've ever seen. It definitely great. Was.
Yeah, everything, even the actors. I mean, when you have John C. Reilly as your main voice in there, that should be enough.
I mean, so that did nothing for me. It was actually the movie itself. John C. Reilly is not the reason that.
I don't even know who that is.
Also, John C. Reilly voicing Wreck-It Ralph did nothing.
I don't even know who John C. Reilly is.
Yeah, fucking Step Brothers. Yeah. I don't know who's... Oh my God.
I didn't even know that was him until right now.
The curly headed guy.
Yeah, no, I know who he is, but I didn't know that was him until right now.
You know who the girl
I didn't know
is?
He was the voice till right now.
Do you know who the girl is?
No, Sarah Silverman, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate her. She's good a dirty cunt.
Funny movie. Great movie. Yeah.
Very good movie. Very good movie. And I guess it's sports oriented too, because it's a race car theme at the end of it. So NASCAR will be back soon enough and Bill Rupp will be happy. So I guess we can use that as our segue over to sports. Week 13, I will say for me, was one of the most drastic weekends of my betting life and just insane. And it was just, I mean, I probably had the worst Saturday I think I've had in maybe 2 years. Like,
so
it was, what?
So did I.
Yeah, it was bad, dude. And I was excited for Saturday. It was a bloodbath on Saturday, and it didn't stop. And it was basically, it just started with Kent State, the highest scoring team in football, scoring 0 points at the half. And we had their overs. Then we hit their live in-game over. Then we thought they could still come back because me and Bill, the Flashes could fucking score in seconds, right? So down 17 is nothing for that team. So they came out of the half, drove straight down 17-3. They got a stop finally. They're getting the ball back. We're like, here we go. Let's hit them again. And then they fumble the punt and give up a touchdown, and they're down 24-3, and basically the game was over. Okay, you know what? Let's move on to Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's going to fucking roll Baylor. We find out one play into the game that the starting running back for Oklahoma State isn't playing. He played the first snap, walked off the field, never came back in. That was fucking horrible. Oklahoma State then fails four tries from the 1 yard line.
Oh no, not four.
Seven tries.
Four, yeah.
Seven tries from the 1 yard line. Cause on the fourth down, they got the pass interference or whatever. And Mike Gundy decides intentionally, I was yelling on it on the Discord as it was happening, decides to intentionally run the backup running back twice up the middle from the 3 or the 2 yard line because he wanted to kill the rest of the clock and score on third or fourth down. You could tell that was the design. And then he doesn't get in on fourth. So we lose that game. I hit that game again. So then, of course, we're on straight tilt. And I'm like, we love Georgia, Bill. Right? Me and you were like, there's no way Alabama wins this game. We had Georgia in all our parlays. I added more Georgia. And then Georgia gets smacked. And then I lost my first four college basketball bets. And then it just didn't stop. And then it didn't.
One person I knew was on Alabama. And it's the man you hate.
Yeah. I mean,
Stephen A. Smith was the only one who said Bama could win.
Yeah, but when Stephen A. Smith says something, that's when you know it's a donkey play, right? So that actually gave me more confidence in Georgia that Stephen A. Smith was on Alabama.
They looked like shit.
I mean, they just played like garbage. Like the Oklahoma State and Kent State, you could say there was a play or two in each of those games that turns the game where they could have literally won. But did Georgia just know?
Up 10-0. If they got that stop and scored again and made it 17, I think the game that would have took everything out of Alabama. They didn't. Turnovers. Couldn't stop Alabama at all. With the receivers, didn't matter who was there. Receivers went out left and right. Their best receivers were out of the game. Still couldn't stop them. Made no difference. And I mean, nothing. At this point, you just got to hand Alabama the trophy, pretty much, I think, right now.
No. See, that's just you being too overreactive to whatever happened most recently.
I would take Cincinnati right now with the 14. I think Cincinnati is a lot better than you think. I think they're going to put up points against Alabama. But I think you just hand them the trophy right now.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. I can't even acknowledge that. Like, you could say Alabama may win.
They're the favorite. They're the favorite to win.
You could say they
may win. How is it ridiculous? They're the favorite to win.
It's ridiculous to say just hand them the trophy. Like,
who's going to beat them?
3 days ago, you said they were going to lose by 30.
Okay, and
because they had a good game, now you just hand them the trophy?
I mean, now they beat the best team, Tommy.
Okay, so maybe the best team beats them next time.
And the rest of the teams aren't even close to them.
You can't say that. You said on Saturday –
there's only
Georgia.
One other team left.
One game, you can't turn your whole
there's
stance
one
from
team
they're
left.
Not even close to Georgia.
So you don't think
Georgia's
Cincinnati.
Not even close to them.
So you don't think it's Cincinnati, correct?
Cincinnati
right?
sucks.
Okay, so now there's two teams left and they only have to play
and
one.
They both can beat Alabama.
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying they're gonna, but they both can easily. You don't
just
hand them.
Georgia get destroyed by them.
Georgia will be favored over Alabama next time they play.
They get destroyed. They
Bill,
no
what's the line?
No quarterback play.
Bill, what's the line? What's the line when Alabama plays Georgia in the championship if that matchup happens?
Bama is favored by 3.
No.
Yes.
No, they're an underdog 1. And 2, even if they're favored by 3, how do we just hand them the trophy right now? If they're walking into a win and then a 3-point favorite game.
Maybe more, maybe 7. I don't know. I'm not good.
But even if it's 7, you can't just hand them the trophy.
My name's not New Jersey Bill.
Bill, if they were favored by 20 over Cincinnati and 18 over their finals championship game, then yeah, you hand them the trophy. You're not just handing them a trophy. I'm going to make a bet with you right now. Alabama doesn't win the championship.
All right. I'll bet you.
All right, cool. We'll make a bet. We'll think of the terms tonight in the Discord. We already have a bet on Alabama that we put on the preseason at 3-1.
I mean, do you want to just keep losing money to me? I mean, we lost on the bet for the president. I got a bet up here for $10,000 that you said Biden won't be alive by next year.
So no, I said he won't be president by the end of next year.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
No. It's on my Twitter.
Watch this.
I say Biden is alive and still in office by December 31st, 2022.
Okay.
Alive and still in office by
December. Doesn't matter about alive. The bet was still in office.
All right. What do you think he's going to do?
They're going to take him out.
And put who in?
Or he dies.
Put Trump back
outs.
In? Is Trump coming back?
Hopefully not. So Nykost, as me and Bill scream at each other, as Bill 24 hours later. So if you listen to Steak Cashin on Friday, Bill handed Georgia the trophy. Now on Monday, he handed Alabama the trophy.
They were
Coast
the
has
best.
An Ohio State hat.
Oh, my God. They were the best. They got exposed.
Wow, they had a good game. They're the best. Fucking yesterday, Bill.
I don't even know Georgia's getting past Michigan.
That's your new name. Yesterday, Bill. Whatever happened yesterday is what's going to happen tomorrow.
All right, go ahead. Stick with Georgia. And have
I'm going to stick with Georgia. The best team
Saturday
in college.
Like you had this
for 4 months, we've been talking about fucking Georgia being the best team in football. They have
and
one
we
bad
were
team.
Wrong!
No, we weren't!
No, we weren't?
Okay. No.
Well, check your account. Check your account. Tell me if we were wrong.
I bled out of my face on Saturday, and I'm going to make it all back in January when they play.
Well, my account says we were wrong. So.
Well, my account says we were wrong about yesterday.
I'm not doing any collecting on Mondays.
Yes.
No collecting today. So
my account says we were wrong on Saturday. It doesn't mean we're wrong going forward. I still think Georgia's the best team. Ghost, you have an Ohio State hat on for some reason, I guess just because it matches your sweatshirt. Both of us matching with the red. Got to love it. But – what is your take, Ghost? You watched college football all weekend. What's your take?
I think, I'll be honest, I think both of you are a bunch of idiots right now. The recency bias.
Cincinnati's the champion, huh, Ghost?
No. The recency bias that Bill puts into every single week,
everything.
Every single play is absurd.
Right.
But then again, for you to say what you're saying, a little bit absurd. I think.
Well, at least I'm just a little bit absurd. I'll tell you, so I'm less absurd, which means I'm
did
less.
I not? Did I not less. Say? Listen, did I not say?
No, hold on. It's going to be a four. It's going to be a four-game playoff. If you think that they're going to get to the championship and it's going to be the same outcome, I could see Alabama being favored by 7 up to 9. That doesn't mean I think
on
it's
Georgia
an outcome.
They're an underdog to Georgia, guys.
Not in
they're
the
an underdog to Georgia in that game.
In the play, in the championship,
that's a four-point Georgia them, favorite in that game.
You're wrong. You're wrong about that.
You think Alabama's gonna be a favorite over Georgia
after what we just saw last week?
I don't think Georgia's getting past Michigan.
Now,
Am
I gonna go take Alabama with that line? No, I think we'll see a better Georgia that we saw all season, and I think it'll be a closer game than Bill's saying it will be.
All right, listen. We will see. We will have a lot of time to talk about this because college football is fucking retarded and they stretch out now until the fucking championship game for a goddamn month. And these teams are going to play once between now and then when we should have a 16 team playoff starting this weekend and they should play each week coming down to the championship. Instead, we're going to have a 2 week gap of nothingness and then they'll play and then we'll have a break and then they'll play again. So, I don't even know what date the first round of the playoffs is. Do you guys know what week that starts?
December 31st.
Is it that late? Yeah. So we got to wait a month to fucking see Cincinnati, Alabama. I mean, it's fucking retarded. I love how they say it's because of exams. Like any of these fucking kids are taking tests. Teachers are writing the answers on the test for them. These kids don't even go to fucking school. I went to Villanova. None of the basketball team went to school. And that was a high level school. So, all right, so we're done with that. So Saturday, bloodbath, right? And then Saturday ended for me with USC. I thought they were going to come out and fucking show out for Lincoln Riley. Neither team had anything to play for. I thought that was their game. We like Dart, the backup quarterback, who's going to be the starter next year for USC. USC had it like within 7 almost the whole game. 3 straight possessions inside the 15-yard line at the end of the game where they either fumbled, turned it over, or fucking turned over on downs. So ended it on a horrible note. I woke up miserable, bloodied, stayed in the voice chat till I didn't want to go to sleep because, you know, people were mad. Our subscribers aren't used to losing. And we had – well, they're used to losing, not like that. And we had a lot of new subscribers this weekend, Ghost. So we had a lot of people who signed up Friday and Saturday for this big Saturday that we were talking about. And, of course, all the new people were – rightfully so, trolling, like, the fuck did I pay for? Like, we see these guys talking about how great they are, and I just got bloodied. So I felt horrible. I mean, it happens. Anyone who gambles out there, it happens.
It was so bad that even though I had a good day, I was still getting
the time. Yeah, Dwight Ghost was getting killed, and he won money Saturday. He was the only one who actually won. Me and Bill lost a fucking house on fucking Georgia and all that. Night Ghost won, and he was getting killed. So it was a bad Saturday, right? And a lot of our subscribers came in and were like, listen, they always bounce back. Whenever Tommy gets killed, he bounces right back. And then, but there was a lot of vitriol. We're not used to that. Our chat's a community. It's a family. Everyone kind of knows. We got a couple trolls. We got a couple people that go up and down. But it was ugly in there because we had so many new subscribers who, rightfully so, were livid, calling us frauds and scam artists. How dare you have a losing day? And it was a bad losing day. not diminishing that. And then Sunday morning came.
So there's bad days, and then there's bloodbaths.
That was a bloodbath. That's why I'm wearing red. I said I'm going to wear red on the show. It was a bloodbath.
All have bloodbaths.
Yeah, I was covered in blood. I was covered in blood, right? And the thing about it is it makes it hard. Anyone who's a tout or a handicapper or better knows that coming off a bloodbath is what separates the men and the boys, right? Are you going to still fire the next day? Or are you going to be scared? Are you going to be timid? Are you going to not push the buttons and put the plays out because you don't want to lose more money? There's one bad day you can get through, two bloodbaths in a row. You start losing subscribers. You start losing faith and confidence from your people. And we all know I'm a fucking warrior. So I woke up. That's a lie. I didn't wake up. I stayed in a voice chat with everyone all through the night because whoever was willing to stay in there and vent, I fucking let them vent till 8 a.m. And we turned a lot of trolls into hugs, a lot of yells into hugs throughout the night. A few of the guys who were really killing us, I stayed up with them till 8 a.m, drinking, telling sex stories, doing whatever we had to do. Because if you're not going to win, you better fucking entertain. That's the whole damn thing that we do here. So I never went to bed. And then on No Sleep, wrote my DFS article, which smashed. And then came out and said, all right, let's go make this fucking money back. And I promised him, we're going to make all this back tomorrow. Like, I don't know how, but we're going to make it all back. Started off the NFL day. Taylor touchdown, Colts win. Connor touchdown, win. Godwin over 68, win. Washington +4, win. Gibson 19, win. Gibson 92, win. Gibson touchdown, win. Moore over, win. Logan Thomas over, win. Logan Thomas touchdown +210. Rams minus 13, win. Rams minus 18.5, win. Mitchell and Ayuk, win. Seattle Hedge, win. Smash, 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 smash. Literally went, I think it was 11-1 for the NFL. Made a lot of it back, if not all of it. The only loss, I only had three losses the whole day. And I put out 20 plays until the night game. One was the Minnesota Vikings, Evan. You saw that game end.
Dude,
that game cost us. Yeah.
My dad is in this this weekly pool where you pick who's going to win the games every week. I just had this gut feeling that, you know, the Lions could have probably pulled it off.
Bill.
I did too.
Go to Bill.
I just didn't fucking take them. I wish I did.
Yeah, I Bill tried to talk
to me. I didn't bet it either, but I knew to stay away from it.
I just felt that's
a win, Ev.
That's a win. I mean, listen, not betting that game is a win. Yeah. I mean, and I didn't have – I had Minnesota in there. I had them on the money line, so I didn't take the spread or anything. I knew the game could be close. Just threw them in, and that ended up costing us a 33-unit winner. We had a parlay with like six teams in it, and that was the closing game that would have won for 30-something units.
But go ahead. What on earth was the defense doing on that?
I have no idea, dude. Jared Goff can't lead a fucking horse to water.
How do you not have a safety or a corner underneath on the?
You're playing prevent defense from the 16-yard line.
It makes no sense.
They're playing prevent defense. There was no time left. They had one play. You should have had guys lined up on the fucking goal line.
That's what I...
Fucking line them up on the goal line. Anyone who goes behind you, make Jared Goff throw it over your head.
Yeah.
You cannot complete a pass underneath in that situation. That cannot fucking happen. Anyway, they lost. That was crushing. So I'm like, you know what? We're going to throw another five-team parlay in and fucking see, because we were crushing. We lost that one on San Francisco. Did you watch the end of the San Francisco game?
With the fumble on the
Garoppolo and fucking the shit show at the end of the game when they fucking threw the ball, a guy was wide open and got batted. Pass interference to play before, the guy was getting completely mugged the whole entire time and they didn't call it. So we actually could have won 100-something units yesterday on one play on Minnesota and one play off San Fran. But we destroyed it. What?
Ghost was outside and now he's inside. What the hell?
Yeah. What happened, Ghost? Me. You break into someone's house?
Levitated.
Nice. And then won the first three college basketball bets. So that's how it goes. Like, so hopefully we had that brat, and before that we had that brat, and hopefully now we're back to normal. We just go like this. So we made up for Saturday. Now it's time to keep crushing through the week. Bill, any words on your week or anything you pulled out of this weekend?
We just said it. Saturday was awful. Sunday was a bounce back, and hopefully, you know, the rest of the week goes good.
Yeah, now we can get back to normal. We just needed to normalize, right? Whenever you get bloodbath, you need to normalize. And whenever you go like fucking 20-0, you need to normalize back down to earth too. So we have normalized. We are good. And now we're going to fucking keep fucking. So Night Ghost, your final thoughts on the weekend and the recap.
I'm just still frustrated with the end of the Ravens game. Not even from a betting perspective. I didn't have it, but as a fan of the team, watching them go for two, I have to tie in the game.
You're a Ravens fan now?
Oh, you had it.
You literally just said you're a fan of the team.
You had it.
I've always said I've always said I'm a fan of the Ravens.
You're a Ravens fan. Ravens are your number one football team?
Hoffman's going to kill this guy.
No, I just want to know. I want it on record because you fucking have a new team for every sport every day. Right. Are the Ravens your number one football team?
Starting in
2022. Because you were a fucking Jets fan week one.
2022.
You were a Jets fan with me and Evan week one.
All of us in four deep are going to write down who our one favorite team for
Jets. Evan, Jets, Tommy, that's Jets.
It. Mine's not changing.
Jets.
Yeah. I'm a Jets fan, but I like following the Ravens. I like following the Ravens. I started following the Ravens after Ray Rice got drafted out of Rutgers.
Good. He beat the shit out of a woman in an elevator. Next.
Nice. We can't see Tommy. Now he's back.
Move on. Probably you fucking ruin everything.
Jesus Christ.
All right. So, no, I don't ruin everything. Ghost, you just said because I'm a fan of the team.
And then he picks the worst guy in the world.
Because of Ray Rice, who beat the shit out of a woman.
Biggest dickhead in the history.
Well, you were a fan because of Ray Rice. Did he
do it when he drafted him? I knew that he was going to do that years down the road.
I mean, listen, you don't just start doing that. You do that your whole life.
I was probably doing that
when he was 10 years old.
I went to a Jets-Ravens preseason game to see Chad Pennington play. I walked into that Ravens stadium and I was mesmerized.
One fucking team and stick with it, you fucking loser.
So I can't look at, I can't watch another team.
You can be a Jets fan and a Jets fan only. You will rot and die in misery with me and Evan and the rest of us green goblins who will never fucking win anything. Sit, rot, die like a fucking man and stop being a little pussy ass bitch and switching to playoff teams every time you fucking team sucks.
I'm going to go get my Joe Flacco jersey and put it on for you.
Oh, my God.
Man. Kid thinks good. He's got a jersey. He's a fan. I got a fucking jersey of 16 different NFL teams.
Yeah, tell him to open up the closet and how many other jerseys.
Yeah, you want to put my Barry Sanders jersey on that's autographed? I'll put that on, and I'm a Lions fan.
You
won't
see one jersey besides Falcons, Yankees, and that's it. No other jerseys in my closet.
Yeah, fucking Night Ghost.
You ready to move on to the point that I was trying to make?
No, I want to stay right here.
I mean, what was the point?
Oh my God!
Breathe deeply, Night Ghost. Breathe deeply.
I'm just gonna sit back and enjoy this for myself.
He's just so happy he's finally on a couch for the first time in 6 months, and he doesn't even know what to do with himself.
I might lay down and just go to sleep, napping while I can.
Yeah. So what was the point you were going to make?
We all shit on analytics, math, the way that they make these play calls, going for two. I don't understand that call. I get the numbers say that's the right move to make, but when you're 8-3, when you're top in the conference, when you're fighting for number one seed and you're playing the Steelers, I don't understand how you make that call.
Said he went against. He said he did it because the cornerbacks were injured.
He's an idiot.
For weakness.
He's an idiot.
I just don't agree with him, and that's why I.
Cornerbacks don't matter on the goal line. Cornerbacks matter in open field. Field's so short once you get to the 2 yard line that you can only beat a corner by 4 yards.
And if he got the 2 point, nobody would be questioning.
I would be because I'm not like everyone else where I go based on results. Ghost is right. I said it when it happened. There is still a zero. I said it as it's happening. I was happy they went for two. So were you, Bill, because we had the fucking Pitt plus 4.5. So we wanted that game to fucking end so that we covered the spread. We didn't want overtime where they went by 6. That was the fear.
No, actually, I did want overtime too because I had a prop for the touchdown. The cash.
Okay, so yeah,
over 1,000.
Yeah, you wanted Andrews, right? Yeah. But for me, no, I was happy that they did it, but it was stupid because you're the far superior team. Hey, what up, Jenna?
Jenna's joining us today.
I can't wait to see how it affects them week 18.
I hope they fucking lose again. I mean, the thing about it is there's no rational reason. 2-point conversions destroyed multiple NFL games this weekend because these coaches are retarded. This is something that needs to be talked about right now. The Ravens had no business going for two. Fucking retarded. Kick the extra point. Go to fucking overtime. You have the far superior team. They are Pittsburgh couldn't move the fucking ball.
You have more to lose.
Pittsburgh couldn't move the ball all game.
You're not fighting to get in. Your season's not over.
It's a huge game. It's a huge game. You're going to leave it in the hands of one play? Like, no fucking chance, dude. You have the superior team. You have the MVP
quarterback. One team gets a bye. You have the Bills. You have the Patriots. Chiefs all right.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a big game. It's not even about big game. You're playing to win the game, right? It's about the fact that you're playing to win the game, and your best chance to win the game is going to overtime.
Yeah.
If you go to a two-point conversion, you maybe have a 55% chance of making it or whatever their odds are.
It does matter being a big game, because if you're a 5-6 team, if you're trying to
– if you're 5-6, it's still a big game. Every game is a big game. 5-6 makes the playoffs in the NFC.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's not the volume of the game. It's the logic of any game.
You're right. For me, they had something to lose, and it was wrong.
Right. Even if it's week 17 and you're 2-13 or 2-14 and fucking the other team's 3-13 – you still don't go for two if you're the better team. If you feel like your team is better, you go to overtime. If you feel like your team is worse, you go for two. That's how it is. If you're a 14-point dog, you go win the game right there, because you're probably going to lose in overtime. If you're a 14-point favorite, you go fucking to overtime.
What's the stat on going for two this year? I would like to know. I wonder if anybody knows what that is.
It doesn't matter what it is, because it's not 70%. It's like 57 one year and 51 one year.
Is it more than 50?
It doesn't matter.
In overtime, you get a coin toss. If you lose the coin toss, Pittsburgh gets the ball. They go down and score a touchdown.
No, Pittsburgh can't move the ball. I mean, they had one lucky drive.
Scored 20 points.
Yeah, but Bill, we were watching it. They had three in the fourth quarter.
Well, Baltimore didn't really do great either, Tommy.
I get it, but Pittsburgh can't move the ball. They have no offense.
Bill,
they got lucky on a bomb twice.
Sudden death overtime. No spread. You have to pick a team to win. Are you taking the Ravens or are you taking the Steelers?
I mean, I took the Ravens. I took the Steelers to win, to cover the point, but I don't know. I really don't know in that game. Baltimore hasn't looked good. I mean, they couldn't move the ball at all yesterday. The receivers were kind of non-existent. No one got over 60 yards.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Harbaugh coming out and saying that their cornerbacks were hurt, and that's why he did it. And that's just ridiculous in my opinion. But the more ridiculous 2-point conversion was the Vikings. You realize the Vikings missed 3-point 2-point conversions in that game, right? So the Vikings were down 14. They score and go for two and miss it. So now they're down 8, and then they score and go for two and then miss it again. And that's why they were down 2. And that's why when they scored, they went for two again and missed it. And that's why they were only up 4 instead of 7 at the end of the game. If these teams would just stop with the 2-point conversion madness, it's madness in those situations. If you're down 14 points, I understand you go for two, because then the touchdown gives you the win. No, if you're down 14, you'd be praying to baby Jesus, please just get this game tied. I'll worry about the win after we get it tied. Just please get us tied. We're down 2 touchdowns. So when you score the first one, just kick the fucking extra point. And then if you scored a second one, then if you decide you want to go for two or not, you could do it. But just kick the fucking extra points. If they would have kicked the extra points, that last touchdown would have put them up 7, and the Detroit touchdown would have tied it. And we would be probably 35 units richer right now.
I want to know the percentage on made 2-point conversions versus made fake punts.
Made fake punts is the best. That's the best play in all of football. That's my favorite play in all of football. I'd probably fake punt on first down. That's how much I love fake punts. Fake punts are the best plays in all football. Bill, the last one you had with the Chargers were up 8 at the end of the game. There was only like 5 minutes left. They were up 8, and they were about to go for 2 until they had the false start, and then they kicked the extra point to go up 9. Why would you go for 2 if an extra point puts you up 2 possessions? What are these guys doing? The analytics is just – leave the analytics to those of us who play – for hundreds of thousands of dollars a month in gambling and DFS. Leave the analytics for those of us who are doing that. You guys just coach football. How about that? How about you just chill with the analytics, because you're doing it wrong, okay? There's an analytics department upstairs, which for the whole week should be feeding you analytics and feeding you all the stuff that you need to apply. Then when the game starts, why don't you shut your math brain off, because you're pretty stupid, all right? And just do what you're supposed to do to win the fucking game. Anyway, that's my little rant. Bill, final thoughts.
Moving on to tonight.
Not moving on to tonight, Bill.
We're moving to tonight gambling-wise for NFL. So this was – we closed as – we actually
tonight's
did really
there.
Good.
We're right here.
We did He's good as a company. About... Yeah, not now in the talk. Yeah. Now in some gambling. We did good as a company this weekend for NFL, and hopefully it carries over to tonight. Right. I even saw Rackets as a play out already.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. He must be upset over us beating his ass this week. He's got to go make up for it after the three of us playing for the championship this week. Me, Nykos, and Bill.
Let's clarify. How are we playing for the championship?
Yeah, so you are locked in to first place, and me and Bill can come with a Patriots cover and tie you. Actually, at that point, we would say you tied us because we would put ourselves above you.
Or right,
that's why we're above him here.
Monday night, you get double.
Yeah, it should be like 1.1 points for Monday night. I think 1/10 of a point.
Mm-hmm. Here we go with the rule changes, Bill.
I mean, we're not going to do it. We're going to let you tie us. But, I mean, you should be in second place. All right. So, let's get to college basketball. Overall, the weekend, very stressful, very up and down. Heart rate monitors are shooting through the roof. And now we are on to tonight. Bill, what did you think of college basketball for the last few days? We've seen Gonzaga fucking, you know, not look very good. I mean, Purdue looks like the fucking world beaters. They even struggled in their game until late. You know, they were really having – a lot of trouble. I don't even remember, dude. This weekend was so long. Did Purdue lose?
No.
No, right? But they were getting killed or something, right? Or they're down and they came back. The fuck yeah. Happened with Purdue? I'm like blacking out.
It was like a 10 or 11 point spread. Remember? In that game?
I don't remember. I honestly, I've straight blackout in terms of certain parts of this weekend. Because nice. Mind, I drank straight through. Evan, do you know I drank a full, just over a 24-hour period? A full bottle of Jameson, a bottle and a half of Casamigos, every High Noon White Claw and anything else that was left in my fridge. I was drinking watermelon White Claws from 4 months ago that girls were brought over or something. Like anything that was in there, I was just fucking drinking.
You were a garbage disposal.
2.5 full bottles of Jameson and tequila and all kinds of edibles and other fun stuff, fun party supplies, and just kept it straight going. So, yeah, there's blackout points, and Purdue is one of them right now in my brain.
Nice. Well, they are undefeated. They are the new number one team in the country. Remember, they were 12 points.
That's what it was, Bill. It was like a 1-point game against Iowa and with 2 minutes left. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what it was.
Yep, they were up by a lot, too.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll see if this week, every single week so far, the number one team has lost when they got to number one. Will it continue? Dun, 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 dun.
What do you think of Gonzaga right now, Bill?
They look bad.
Are they Fugazi? I mean, they look really bad.
Yeah. Two losses start off the season. One to Duke. And then the other one to
losing to Alabama.
Yeah, they don't look good. It's something about these college basketball, these kids this year. I mean, there's really no dominant player. There's no Zion. There's no fucking
I mean, you have Brent Chero on fucking Duke for sure.
He's not Cade Cunningham or Zion, is he?
Yeah. We're 3 games in the season. You got to have 7 games in the season.
Zion was the heir apparent right when he stepped on the court. There's nobody like that. So I don't know. Right now, it doesn't look great for the top teams, and I don't think any of them are clearly the number one. So we'll
interesting.
See.
Ghost.
No input.
I love just throwing sports on Ghost when he doesn't follow, just to see how he reacts to it. Like a normal person would be like, Tommy, I don't even watch college basketball. But Ghost goes, beep, bop,
he was thinking about bullshitting.
No input.
About to bullshit something, and then he's just like,
cannot compute. No input.
1-1-0-1-1-1-0.
Hockey, 0-0-1-1-0-0-0-0.
hockey, NFL, hockey.
Hockey, please ask me about the Capitals. Please ask me about the Blues. Hockey. Fucking ghost bot. Fucking short
circuit. The best part is sometimes when you talk about it, I stop listening.
Yeah. I know when you stop listening. That's when I call on you. You seem zoned out thinking about fucking.
Well, while you guys talk about
that. Petite fillets, Bill.
I take care of customer DMs.
Yeah. I'm thinking about petite fillets and his little 6-ounce fillet.
About Wreck It Ralph.
Yeah. All right. So college basketball today. One thing I've noticed is that a lot of times I'm giving out plays this early. I don't give them out to the subscribers till 6:00 because I wait to see things. So it is a little bit dangerous. So keep in mind, subscribe to the site, 4deepbets.com. This is the last day or two of the promo, so you better get in it now. This promo is disappearing, so get in it now. VIP 55.
I'm going to say, whether you take it down, I'm taking it down.
Yeah, yeah, it's coming down. So it's coming down. So get in now. Get in right now. Don't wait. VIP 55. It's written on the flyer on the website. But go to 4deepbets.com. 55% off the whole rest of the year. Next year, the whole rest of this year, free. Plus all types of merch and names, gold in the chat and VIP perks. Just read the list. T-shirts, all kinds of shit on there that you're getting with that subscription, which when you add all the other junk onto it, probably comes to like 65% off considering what you're getting there. So that will be the best offer that we're going to have in perpetuity. We will do another little thing for around Christmas and New Year's. It won't be this big. So don't expect it. You're not getting it. Don't ask us in January, can I go get the offer from Black Friday that we extended? No, you can't. You can get on board and we'll work with you. You ain't getting this. So if you want the best offer that we're going to have, here it is. Get in now. And the perfect time about getting in now if you're new is I usually have a bloodbath day, like a bloodbath day once every fucking like 8 weeks, right? So the fact that we just had it Saturday and we just came out, you're probably good for the next 7-8 weeks, probably good for another couple months before the fucking blood drips from the ceiling. So you're getting in at the perfect time. But yeah, come fuck with us. Bowl season starts. We're going to be running that straight through. Baseball coming in April, college basketball, hockey, NBA, everything, NFL. We got everything right now. So come in, fuck with us, 4deepbets.com, VIP 55. Fuck with us for the rest of the year. So my ghost, anything you wanted to add on that before I give a college basketball bet?
No, just that it will be down no later than tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. So ghost is, he literally texted me about it. I can show you the text message this morning. We got to take it down now. So right out the gate, I told you I have a system, right? The system. Pretty creative, but there actually is not many plays right now. There's also not many games right now. It's a very light slate for college basketball, an unusually light slate for college basketball. Just looking at how many games there are, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 games. There's two plays that are almost a play for me right now. The one I'll tell you is NC Central. This can change. So I'm just saying for right now, if everything stays the way it is right now, the money flow, if the injury reports, if I don't find anything in my digging over the next few hours when I'm digging, NC Central will be a play. So I will give you guys that. NC Central plus 8.5, 9, depending on the book you're looking at, versus Citadel. So that is one that I like as of right now. Subscribers, don't hit it yet. I'll let you guys know closer to ball drop. No puck drop there. But if you're a freeloader, you could bet that now because you're too cheap to find out if it's a play later. So let's move on to the next sport that we will talk about.
Tip, not the tip, not the ball drop.
I like ball drop.
Tip.
I like ball drop. I was going to say puck drop. That's why, because I was looking at hockey.
Oh, yeah, puck drop. But
I caught myself and said ball drop.
NBA.
I was only able to – I was quick enough in my head to know puck drop was wrong and switch it to ball, but I wasn't quick enough to know puck drop was wrong and go grab what the fucking real term was. So Bill, I just had to do a quick ball drop.
On my screen, you're above Tommy. Why don't you give him a quick ball drop right now?
I could. My balls are looking nice from my Manscaped product.
Actually, on the subscriber screen, you're below me, so I'm going to drop my balls on your fucking head right now. How about that? How about that? Because no one cares about your screen. How my nuts feel on your head.
I think we got to zoom in for that.
Yeah, you will later. You'll be fucking. Oh. You wish I had my gray sweatpants on, don't you? You
God
fucking.
Damn. What
the hell? He said he wants to zoom in for it. I just put my nuts on the camera. He says I want to zoom in for it.
You
can hit it both. Oh, my cock is gigantic. You know that. Evan switched Bill under there for a second.
For a split second.
Oh, you got nutted too, Bill Rupp.
Both of you. I'm over here. I'm way over here.
I'm fucking throw them.
No nuts on my face.
I'm all shaved up. I'm all good.
I'm just going to fucking, hold on. Let me see. I got to think about this. There we go. Is that to be squirting down at you?
Can we just get him out? Like
I'm trying to squirt it. Like trying to jerk off on Evan.
Here. Now do it.
Hold on. Am I going the wrong way?
No, you're good now. You're good.
No, it's going the wrong way.
Well, I switched us. Oh,
and now I'm gonna go.
Okay, there we go. No, fuck him out. One way or another.
I didn't know where you were. All right, so let's get to the NBA here. Bill Rupp, lead us through. Actually, is Healy coming in?
He's not here.
I just assume Healy's on vacation every day, Bill. Is that the case?
I mean, I don't – does he even work here anymore?
I think he just comes in to troll us.
I haven't seen him since he was investigating the mountains last week.
Yeah. Well, I was – hold on. I was about to jump off the mountain on Saturday.
I don't know.
Oh, what are we doing him, Bill?
I don't know. I'm – 2 weeks or next week, I'm taking off for like 2 weeks.
I mean, listen, we cut your pay in half just to bring him on. So
I know. It's insane. Truck.
Maybe. I think stamps. What we need to do is – what's up, E?
I'm on food stamps.
Yeah. I mean, everyone took a pay cut, especially Bill, mostly Bill. But everyone took a pay cut to get Healy here. So, I mean, I think the only thing to do is we probably got to pay him more just so he's more motivated. So, Bill, we're going to cut you again. We're going to cut you again one more time. This will be the last time. For 2021, and
why don't we offer him Jenna?
I mean, maybe Jenna could do. I mean, Jenna, ask Jenna for her dog of the day. Maybe she could take Healy's place, and we can get rid of the fucking guy.
Mm-hmm. She's sleeping. She's not involved in that. She doesn't care about you. What?
Ah, she does. She does.
Here's something upstairs. Get her, Jenna. Get him. Get him.
Probably someone at the fucking door, like every other show. All right, bro, what do you like in the NBA today?
You know, there's a lot of good games. A lot of lineups, a lot of things changing in the NBA every minute that we saw again. I saw Aver come screaming into the chat hot today about a player was supposed to be out and he's back in. He was going nuts.
Is he coming in hot and sideways?
He was not sideways, but he was hot. So I got a couple that I already put out to the subscribers. I like Sabonis tonight. For the Pacers, over 16.5 points. It went back up to 17.5 and moved back down to 16.5. Sabonis has been playing great. He kills it against this team all the time. He owns the Wizards. Last, like, 5 or 6 games, I think he scored over 28 points against them. So, 16.5. Love it. Sabonis tonight.
Sabonis with the bonus. All right. I'm going to
– I actually also – you could do it for – alternate points if you want to bump it up. I like this.
You think it's 20?
Yeah. 16.5 is great. I like it. I think it moves before game time at least to 17.5 because I already saw it move 17.5 today and it came back down. All over. Sabonis's points, 17.5. Lock it in.
I lost track of days over the last 2 days. Was that Warriors Spurs game yesterday or Saturday?
Saturday.
All right. So I'm going to go with I'm going to give you an NBA parlay. Since Healy's not here, I'll pick up the slack for this one, and I'll go undefeated in NBA today. So I'm going to give you a +102 parlay that I'm interested. Obviously, you know the Heat are going to be in it, Bill. Because even though I'm a Nets fan, Ghost, and a Nets fan only, I like betting on the Heat. So they're not my team. I'm not a fan. I like the Heat. I like to bet on them. So I will say it properly so that my Nets fan brethren know I'm not a traitor like the Night Ghost. But the Miami Heat, -180 versus the Memphis Grizzlies, parlayed with the Phoenix Suns, -330. That parlay pays +102. I like the Heat in this spot. Obviously, the Grizzlies are a little undermanned in this matchup, too. So I think the Heat are about to really turn a corner and start, you know, doing what we expect them to do in the middle part of this season. I think they handle the Grizz at home. And the Suns going against a Spurs team where I said I didn't like the Warriors when they played the Spurs on Saturday. I said, I don't want to go near it because it's a letdown spot, right? Big home win the night before against the Phoenix Suns, probably a letdown spot. I think this is a letdown spot for the Spurs, who suck to begin with, coming off that big win against the Warriors. Now they go to play Phoenix, coming off that big win. So I think Phoenix handles their business pretty easily here. Phoenix Spurs, Miami Heat, Phoenix Suns, Miami Heat. Two-leg parlay, +102. You probably get a +110 somewhere else. That's just the FanDuel line. So I'll give that as my little fucking basketball play of the day. Tommy Buckets coming in live for you. Let's go. If Jimmy Butler
plays, I like that.
What's up?
If Jimmy Butler plays, I like it.
Yeah, I like it even if he doesn't because Memphis is down Ja anyway, right? So should be fine. I'm going to go to the Night Ghost here with some free NHL bets. Night Ghost, how are we living on the ice?
So we got 6 games tonight. There's only 2 that really stand out to me. The third one I'll probably use as a parlay piece with NFL. But the one that I'll give out here is going to be between the Flyers and the Avs. The Flyers fired Vigneault today. They've lost 8 in a row. This team is spiraling. They're as bad as the Islanders are right now. But at least with the Islanders, they got some injuries, COVID issues. The Flyers just can't can't put it together. This team is a mess. You're going to see some drastic moves coming out of Philly. And a lot of things that I like here. Martin Jones should be starting in net because Carter Hart started yesterday, got lit up by the Lightning. Colorado's got a third string netminder in. I don't know too much about him. He came in relief against the Sens, gave up another two goals. I think this is a great spot to hit the over. It should be 6.5. I always buy it down if you can. If you have the alt line, 6, 5.5, as long as it's nothing more than 155, 175 to that range. So I will be playing the over in that game. And the other game that I love, I will save for the subscribers in our chat.
All right. So we have hockey done, college basketball done, NBA done, recap done. That means we are on to the whole enchilada. Tonight's game, Patriots versus the Bills. I'm going to start with you, Evan, and just see what your take is on this game. I know you're a Jets fan, so we follow both of these teams pretty heavily as we dwell in the basement. Who do you think wins this game, Patriots or Bills?
I'm really torn on this one because the Pats are a wagon right now. Mm-hmm. However, the Bills need to win this game to prove their point that they're actually a good team in the AFC East. So I feel like they have more to play for than the Pats do. But the Pats, what, they won 6 in a row?
Yeah.
I think the Pats might pull this one out. Buffalo's looked like shit lately. They can't really run the ball. The corners are shutting down Diggs. I think the Pats might come away with this one.
Yeah, all right. I think we're going to be pretty unanimous here. I think there'll be one dissenter. Bill Rupp, I will go to you first before I go to the dissenter. What do you think about this game tonight?
Yeah, I think the weather is really bad today, I heard, in Buffalo. A lot of wind will cut down on the passing to Diggs. A lot of crappy weather, I don't think, puts more on the running game. And I don't really think the Bills are that good. I think they're kind of pretenders. It is a big game for them. Must win at home, I'd say, you know, getting later in the season. But I'm going to take your Patriots, Tommy, to take the win tonight.
All right. The conspiracy prediction of a lifetime, Evan. After the Super Bowl, everyone was asking because I was saying Tom Brady won the Super Bowl because of the cabal. And that was his payment from the Illuminati. And then Bobby said, who's the Illuminati pick next year? I go, well, if it goes as suit, I mean, Belichick should get his reward next year after they just sacrificed him and embarrassed him to give Brady his. So, and they were like fucking 40-1 to win the Super Bowl. And after the 2-4 start, wasn't looking very good. Conspiracy G is here. And if the Patriots win the Super Bowl, I will have the single greatest conspiracy driven prediction of all time. And Bill Rupp will have to follow everything I say from a conspiracy perspective. Everyone forgets this was way before they spent all the money in the offseason, way before they got Mac Jones.
We don't forget because you remind us every fucking week.
I'm just saying it's the greatest call ever. I'm going to make sure when they play on Monday night, I'm going to make sure to remind all of you so that when it happens, Ghost can't go Tommy claims.
Won't happen today.
Everything. Drilling it into your head.
They do have let me say one thing. They do have a totally, totally, totally different team than they had last
which
year.
Which I predicted in January.
It was a packed in seat. They basically took that season.
Which
season.
I predicted in January.
What was the best decision the Patriots made?
Getting rid of Scam Newton.
I don't know. Having their defensive players all come back after
getting rid of Cam Newton.
COVID.
Getting rid of Cam Newton.
Shut up, Bill.
The best.
Top 20 quarterback. My ass. My balls. Bill, any other things for tonight? I know you like the Pats. What do you like tonight?
As of what? What do you mean? Props.
As the game. You like any props? I mean, looking at the under. You worried about the weather? Got to do more analysis. What are you thinking?
Well, I already told you. I mean, so you were going to go to Ghosts next and then come back to me for my picks. But, okay. I mean, I told you that. I liked the game. We haven't seen who Ghost likes yet.
Okay. I was going to go each person fully. You give your full onslaught. But let's go to Ghosty Buns here. He of just ahead in the clock. What's up? What do you like?
So I am the only one who took the Bills in our pick'em. The Bills covering will give me my solo win. I'll be up by 2 games on you.
No, for the week, I'm up by like 10 games on you in a year. Let's make sure of that.
No, you're not up 10 games on me. So stop interrupting me. Let me finish.
Just don't. No fossilizing propaganda on the show. We save that for Rep and Rackets.
Okay.
You'll be up on me for the week.
You're wrong.
You'll be up on me for the week.
Bill will get the standing. Here we go. Tommy G show. Tommy G.
Go. I'm just saying, tell the truth.
The winner.
You'll be up on me for the week. You'll be the weekly solo winner. Now,
continue. This will be my second win. This will be my second win.
I have two.
Do you ever just for 5 minutes, Ev, can you just mute him just for a few minutes so everyone else can just get out the sentence that they want to say? There we go.
He's muted.
Now that he's muted, I'm going to make him sit in silence. I'm not going to say a word.
Shut up. I muted myself.
Now, I like the Bills here. What I don't like about the Patriots is we haven't really seen them face any superior offense. And while we have shit on the Bills all season, we have called them pretenders. They still are one of the best teams on paper that the Patriots will see this season. Like Evan said, this is a big rebound spot for the Bills to come out and really show that they do belong and they should be the leaders of the division. And I think after tonight, whether they cover or not, based on our pick 'em, I think the Bills win this game without question. I will be playing one play. I'll give it out now. Will be. I know the wind. The weather, I'm taking Josh Allen over 1.5 passing touchdowns. It's -115. I think it's worth the play. I'll be on it. I think the Bills put up at least 28 today. I think we'll really see the true New England Patriots.
Now I just stopped and listened for a while. Now I understand why I talk so much. Jesus Christ. Bill, that was boring and terrible. God.
Listen, I'll be as boring as I can be. As long as my numbers and units keep showing the way that they are,
I'll live that. Your units are going to take a little hit tonight. I'll tell you that, because I don't think this is happening tonight, Bill Rupp. I don't think he's right.
Time will tell.
I don't think he's right. You want me to give my take? I was going to go to you. I mean, my take is no. The Bills don't win tonight. This is a bad matchup. This is Josh Allen has sucked versus Belichick throughout his career. And 4 of his 5 starts versus Belichick, he hasn't even topped 220 yards. He has 3 touchdowns in those four games. He had one game.
They won last both year. Games last season.
He had one. Please mute him. I'd like to talk. It's very difficult to talk when someone's
Belichick
cutting you off.
Belichick is 0-2.
Please mute him. Please mute him, Evan.
Tom Brady.
Please mute him.
So you, I don't know how you guys keep counting last year as a game, as a season for New England.
I do. That game. That,
in. All dude, their players didn't play on defense. They had 7 guys go out for COVID, and they didn't have any receivers.
I just want to make sure he's not giving false lies of propaganda.
Well, last year, you can't count last year as anything for any stats.
Can I give my point?
Can't give anything. Can't count anything now.
As I was saying. The reason I'm talking about the first 4 games and not the 5th game is because the 5th game was on December 28th. The Patriots were all the way fucking done. They were mathematically eliminated. They had given up on the season completely. They had 3 extra defensive players who didn't play when we knew they were healthy just because they were done with the season. So they basically played a practice squad on defense in that game. The 4 games prior to that, and they're all since 2018, 19, 20, so they're recent. Belichick has owned Josh Allen, owned him. He only had more than 13 completions in one of those 4 games, and he's owned him. So what I think is going to happen, now you add in bad weather, as Bill Rupp stated earlier, we have terrible conditions here, which favors the Patriots, who like to run and short methodical passing. I think everything is going against the Bills here, on top of the fact that they're not a good football team. This isn't a get right game for the Bills. They're just not good. And it's the same thing I've been saying about the Chiefs. They're just not good. Like, we just have to accept that these teams aren't good. I think the Chiefs aren't good right now because Mahomes is hiding a shoulder injury. That's what I feel, because he's been throwing the ball sideways every throw when he doesn't have to. And whenever he comes over the top, it's incomplete. I think he's got something with his shoulder that he's not telling anyone. And that's why he's throwing sideways so much this year. So remember that for the offseason. I'm sure Bill or Ghost will take credit for it when it happens fucking 4 months from now. But that is the Tommy G prediction there. And I agree with Bill. I'm with Bill Belichick. He's got everything he needs for Josh Allen, who's a retard. You're going to have to be able to run the ball today. If you're going to play in bad weather, you got to run the ball. And the Bills are having trouble running the ball right now. That's it. Bill Rupp.
I like Knox. Tonight, I think the Bills won't be able to run the ball. They're going to force a couple down the field, and Knox is going to be the recipient of a few of those forced balls across the middle. So 2.5 receptions, I'll take that all day long.
All right. So you like Dawson Knox over 2.5 receptions?
Yeah, I got his yards also. So I took both.
All right. So that's the, I mean, my thing keeps, I keep getting this wheel of death. I don't know. I got to either stop going to porn sites or delete some of the shit that I have on this computer because it's just fucking Cinderella cut it up one time. Ghost, any props that you like in this game? You know, you said the Josh Allen thing. Is that the main one you're looking at?
Yeah, I'm probably just going to watch this more from afar than have too much money on it. Hockey has just been too on fire. Just going to be rolling with hockey all night. I'll have one play. I may parlay the Bills money line with the hockey game that I'm looking at. So we'll see.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. Okay. Don't take Listen, your bad. Don't Listen, take your you horrible think, prediction and
you
then
don't think that the Bills are very
sport.
Good, and that's fine. I don't think they're a great team either, but I also don't think the Patriots are that good either.
I'm just saying, don't take this shitty prediction you're making right now and merge that it with your beautiful. If you'd let me finish this sentence, I actually compliment you at the end, and because I'm an alpha male with a volume and bass in his voice, when you meep in, they can't hear you. So they're still hearing me anyway. So all you're doing is this and not listening. I was complimenting you. I said, don't take this shitty pick and mix it with this beautiful bowl of perfection that you've been doing in hockey. Don't put the poop in the fucking clean bowl. Leave that bowl clean. Take your little pick and fucking leave it on an island. Take that little turd and throw it somewhere.
I'm going to poop in the bowl and I'm going to make you eat it tonight.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't want to eat that bowl. And we will be eating it, Bill. Trust me, if fucking Ghost wins the week standalone this week, we will be hearing it. He's already got the dub. We will be hearing it. I'm going to tell you this, guys. Josh Allen interception. What do you think of that, Bill?
I do like it.
He does like it. I knew he'd like it. Josh Allen interception -130. That line should be -220. Especially in bad weather, especially with Belichick, especially with Josh Allen in close games. That's when he throws all the picks. He doesn't throw them in the blowouts normally because they don't need to pass much. But Josh Allen has thrown 7 interceptions in his last 4 games. He's thrown 2 or more in 3 of the last 4. And now he's going against bad boy Bill, who you know is going to have something for him. So in the four games, like I said, I threw out the December 28th game where they beat him 39-6 at the end of last year because that game was just bullshit. But in the 4 games prior to that, Josh Allen had 6 interceptions in those 4 games too against them. I got you, guys. So I think Josh Allen interception is my favorite prop on the board. That's what I'm going to be rocking with. As far as the other props, I got to see with the weather. I know Bill and Beer are going to be monitoring the weather up until kickoff, make some decisions. Might play an under. I do like Knox regardless. So I'm with Bill there. I think that's a good bet. I think Knox, weather or not, no pun intended, will be okay. Because short passing if the weather's really bad, and then he'll be his normal self if the weather's fine. So do like that play, Bill. I'm going to be on you there with that. And I just got to dig a little more back into the running back situations here and what we're doing with that. So, night coast.
Outside of the pick room, outside of the bets, this – should be the most exciting and best island game we've seen all season.
It's a bold prediction.
You don't think so?
I don't know if the Patriots really ever play exciting games, right? Like they play good games. Like the Bucks game was
the best game. It'd be the most competitive.
I think it would be the most have the most playoff feel, maybe. Right. You know, like yeah. So it should both teams should be going to the wall. Huge game right here. So yeah, I can see that.
Should be a close game down to the wire. Should be an exciting game to watch.
Yeah, I would say I think it'll get a little sloppy. I think it may be a little frustrating for over bettors. The total's 41 on this and the weather's getting worse. So I could see this game ending fucking 20-17, 17-10, something like that. So, but again, this will be a grinded out good game. So it'll definitely be a good game. Just be careful not overexposing too many props on a night like today, or at least too many overs. Anything else you guys want to cover?
No.
Pretty much good. All right, cool. So get over to 4deepbets.com. Come join us. We'll be back in the Discord tonight. Bill, I feel like we got to get our mail sent to this fucking Discord. We'll be back in the Discord tonight.
You will be back, maybe.
You're not going back in?
I don't know yet.
What has to happen for you to get in?
We'll see.
He might just be too embarrassed to lose the bet this
week. I mean, that's probably what it is.
Ghost might be right.
That's probably what it is. Yeah. Maybe we go in at halftime.
Bill, if I win, I won't rub it in your face like Tommy does.
I'll
rub it in his.
Thank you. Sure.
If I win, I will rub it in all your faces every week.
You can't because I already won. Because
that's what men do. That's what men do. Yeah, I'm going to rub it in your face that you tied me.
Rub in your face that you tied me.
No, you tied me. I'm the best. So you're always tying me. Yeah. Best champion.
I'm going to make you tie my shoes after this.
I mean, I might have to if I lose. So that'll be it for the game tonight. We'll see you guys tonight. 4DeepBets.com. Get in there. If you want to try it for 7 days, you can still use promo code VIP40. And give it in there. Give it a 7-day crack. That'll get you. If you buy today, you'll be good all the way till next Monday night. So you can get in there now. Get the full run of the week. But final words, Night Ghost.
Hockey's up 80 units. Don't know what you guys are waiting for. Playing 1 or 2 units a night, 3 sometimes. I don't know what you're waiting for.
Are you sure your record is up to date for today? Like, it's not like a – like a.
I made sure I stayed up till 5 in the fucking morning, and it all did up 79 and change.
Dude, it's so funny. I'm getting trolled because I haven't updated the night games from last night. It's like, dude, I fucking slept for the first time in 3 days. Like, can I get a day to just update the record?
No.
People are crazy. No. Yeah, they're crazy. Mm-mm. They're crazy. Evan, final words. Actually, go – Bill, final words.
Hockey's up 80 units. Playing 1 to 2, 3 units a night. Jump in. Come in to sign up. We got Ruppin' Rackets today. The Athletic put out their top 5 best NFL players ever. So hop in there today, 5:30. Find out who they are and what Rackets and I think about it.
All right. And then listen to me come in and save the show with awesome analysis mixed in between.
Rackets. I mean, come on. Really?
It's awesome. It's actually the only show where I talk the least, so you might want to check it out.
Can I ban him so he's not in there from 5:30 to 6?
No. I control the Discord.
Yeah, I can mute him.
Okay.
Not possible. Evan, final words.
You guys neglected to say collect on Mondays, so I'll say that. Collect on Mondays and
there ain't
sign
nothing
up
to collect this week.
Bill ain't collecting today.
Holy shit, nothing.
Well, if you're up, okay. And yeah. Also sign up for MyBookie, code Tommy100, and sign up for Monkey Knife Fight 4Deep100.
Yep, get in on both of those. Monkey Knife Fight was...
Monkey Knife Fight's the only thing that won, I think, this weekend. It dominated again. Monkey Knife Fight again. Win.
Okay, no, I mean, I dominated Sunday.
Speak for yourself. I even had a monkey.
Constantino had a max win. We killed the NFL just with those guys that we said on here, on the Discord. You know, we said Taylor was going to get it by himself.
Yeah, we said it on Friday on this show.
So,
yeah,
we gave that out.
Monkey Knife Fight's the easiest thing.
If you guys are not signing up for it and you're better, you bet 10, 20, 50, you know, you can only max out 250 on there. Constantino gave a max play. The offense has been killing the NFL touchdowns. We got another one tonight. I mean, you should just be joining just because of that. You'll make your money.
Yeah, Monkey Knife Fight's really easy. Really easy. We literally told you, you're only going to need one player on Sunday. And you got three. You got Pittman, Taylor, and someone from the other team. And we're like, you're only going to need one.
You only need a Taylor.
Taylor scores two, and it's a wrap. And the other thing, too, a lot of you bet on college basketball, especially if you're betting on FanDuel and some sites. A lot of these sites don't let you buy points, don't let you tease, don't let you do certain things. MyBookie's one of the few that actually lets you buy points, lets you do the teasers. They're probably the only site out there. I like the 4-team 13-point teasers. They have that on MyBookie. They don't have them on your other sites. So if you're looking for gambling on the individual sides and having the opportunity to move lines in certain directions more, MyBookie's your place to go. Promo code Tommy100. If you're looking for the easiest bets in America, Monkey Knife Fight. Pick 3 players, 2 touchdowns, and you win from all those 3 players combined, plus all the other games they have. That's promo code 4Deep100. I am Tommy G. Thank you, Night Ghost. Thank you, Bill Rupp. Thank you, Evan Hand. Brian Haley's on a mountain jumping somewhere. Hopefully he'll be back on Wednesday. Who knows? Maybe he never comes back. Maybe we just keep writing him checks and he's never fucking here. Who knows, Bill? I don't know, Bill. All I know is that I'm going to wish you good luck. And I'm going to tell Nikos to shut up as I exit. And I'm going to tell you to stay cashing, motherfuckers.
Let's go! It's not nice, Nikos.